Thousands of schools, farmers, and food pantries in the Midwest and Great Plains planned on federal dollars over the next year to support local food purchases. And then the U.S. Department of Agriculture cut the programs. As Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports, people across the supply chain are looking for ways to fill in the gaps.
In a middle school kitchen, staff pull trays of baked potatoes out of the oven and dump them into serving pans. Julie Udelhoffen is a food service director for the Clear Lake Community School District in northern Iowa.
Today they're working on a potato bar. So they're getting the potatoes ready, the vegetables, cheese sauce, and we'll also have our salad bar they're getting ready.
Around the corner, staff cut up lettuce and mix in shredded carrots. A lot of the produce being served for lunch today, including the potatoes, came from farms within 200 miles of here. Udelhoffen says it started in 2022 with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Local Food for Schools program.
It just makes my heart so happy to see these kids with a tray full of beautiful food.
In October, the USDA said it was going to extend this program for another 3 years. Udelhoffen anticipated around $40,000 for the school district. She was planning to buy local beef and chicken. And then Donald Trump took office. The USDA, under new leadership, announced in early March it was ending the program.
Honestly, it made me a little sick to my stomach because I'm very passionate about local food for the kids. It's been tough.
Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins was asked about the USDA's decision to cut both the farm-to-school program and a separate farm-to-food bank program during an appearance on Fox News.
As we have always said, if we are making mistakes, we will own those mistakes and we will reconfigure. But right now, from what we are viewing, that program was non-essential, that it was a new program, and that it was an effort by the left to continue spending taxpayer dollars that were not necessary.
The timelines for pre-existing grants to run out varies state by state and by program. The effects have been more immediate in Iowa and Missouri, for instance, than Nebraska and Illinois. Liz Graznack owns Happy Hollow Farm near Columbia, Missouri. Graznack says demand from the USDA's local food purchasing programs helped her ramp up production. She hired more staff, bought a walk-in cooler, and new harvesting equipment.
I was providing so much produce through these two programs that it was about a quarter of my annual sales.
She says that's a huge loss for the certified organic farm.
The biggest hit is the fact that, you know, I have families that depend on me for working here, and they've been employees of mine for years, and I'm not going to be able to hire them this year.
Tough decisions are being made at farms and food banks across the Midwest. Tim Williams is with Food Bank for the Heartland, which serves 77 counties in Nebraska and 16 counties in western Iowa. He says the local food purchase assistance program was a win-win. The funding supported local farmers and helped the food bank meet the dietary needs of the people they serve.
By that not coming into the Heartland anymore, it's a big hit on growers and producers, but also people who are in desperate need at a time when groceries and inflation is on the rise that need access to these vital products.
Williams says Food Bank for the Heartland is committed to bringing in local food, regardless of what programs are in place. Back at Clear Lake Middle School, students flow through the lunch line, filling their plates with colorful salads, golden potatoes, and fruit.
Yes.
Julie Udelhoffen says she's planning to contract with a few farms for the next academic year and will continue looking for more ways to buy local food as the budget allows.
I'm not going to let this kill the program for us. Yeah, this is too important.
Like other food service directors, she's planning the menus for the next school year with less certainty. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today.